Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman. Our next guest in the studio is Chuck Moeller. He's the CEO and executive coach with MCG Partners. Welcome, Chuck.
Thank you. Welcome.
So tell us a little bit about your firm and what it is that you do.
Sure. We're a leadership and talent optimization firm. So essentially, we're about aligning your people strategy with your business strategy to achieve the optimal results you're trying to achieve as a business and organization. So in English, what does that mean? We do a lot of things. We're a portfolio firm. So we develop leaders. We develop leadership teams. We work with your organization around culture and talent and your talent strategy around selection to development to employee engagement. So we have really a strong portfolio of services working with companies.
And is that in any particular industry or you work across many industries?
Yeah, we're a generalist firm. So we work with startups up to the Fortune 500. So we work with pretty much everybody.
So when do people typically look for you and engage you? What's that process look like? I'm sure it's as varied as you guys are as a firm.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great question. So, and we're seeing a lot of changes really in industry right now, and I'll have to talk about that a little bit later. So they use us really when they were experiencing a few things. When they have either an individual leader or a leadership team that has a challenge. And the challenge could anything be from how do we get to that next level of effectiveness as an individual leader or as a leadership team? Fluctuation. So right now, leadership teams are in constant flux, right? Because people are coming and going. How do you keep that leadership team aligned in terms of not only strategy, but also effectiveness in terms of decision making and problem solving and dealing with conflict? Or there's a leader that's derailing. And what that means really is, hey, they're doing a great job, but they've got some things they have to get cleaned up in terms of be effective as a leader. And as we probably all know from reading the news, this whole focus on having a healthy culture and an engaged workforce, retaining your talent is more critical than ever. You look at unemployment, you look at the market and the conditions of the market, and frankly, the newer generations coming to the workforce,
longevity is measured in months, not years.
Yeah, their mindset is, okay, what's my next job? You know, they're 6 months into their job, they're already thinking about their next opportunity.
Right. And that really presents a challenge for, more old world, Gen X older generations to grapple with, because I think the mindset is so different. And it's sort of this, you have to change the vantage point and say, okay, it's not all about what we're going to do for them. It's how we work together to accomplish those objectives. And
right.
So I think that, you must face that with your clients who have to reset their sort of viewfinder, if you will, and say, okay, this is the way you got to look at the marketplace, because you can't dictate to an entire generation how things happen.
No, you're right. And there's a different mindset depending on your generation. If you really think about it, since we have started classifying generations, starting with the baby boomers, at least in terms of the modern workforce, we have more, generations in the workforce than we've ever had previously. And it's increasing, right, as people are graduating school every year. And each generation essentially has a little bit of a different mindset, a little different value system. So it's more complex than it's ever been before.
And is that something that you often find your companies and your leaders are grappling with? Is we've got a multi-generational workforce and perhaps a team that is made up of a multi-generational team and just different needs?
Absolutely. I mean, you can break it down into a couple of different buckets, right? It's the multiple generation challenge, how to deal with that. It's the virtual workforce challenge, right? Because that's becoming the new normal, right? It's the different sort of perspective of what is career for me, what my value system is. So there's multiple buckets of that you've got to be effective. And frankly, as a leader or as a leadership team today, it's more complex than it's ever been, right? Because you think about the pace of change, right, in the markets today, the instant gratification of consumers, both corporate consumers and individual consumers. So, the pace of change is intense today. So how to manage your people, how to address their needs, their perspectives, their values, what they're looking for, and then also addressing the constant change and the intensity of change in the marketplace is an incredible challenge today.
Yeah, and I think along with the pace comes that challenge often for leadership teams to be able to lift themselves out of the organization to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that very often where it's, the intensity and the pace of change requires them to be more deeply immersed in their businesses than perhaps they were in the past. And I think with that comes with certain challenges that they can't really step back and say, where are we going? And take that. And so those are important things for leadership teams to be able to do.
Absolutely.
I often use the work, not in your business, on your business.
Mm-hmm.
and have that ability to stay, not out of touch at that 30,000 foot view, but be able to see where you're going And I think that's very difficult when you're in the weeds every day.
You're spot on, because it's a huge problem today. There are a couple of really major trends we're seeing, right? This whole notion of conflict. Conflict's become a bad word. So people are sort of conflict avoidance in terms of dealing with the elephant in the room. So how to get leaders of different personalities and styles and agendas and viewpoints and experiences to be able to deal with conflict in a very healthy way, to address the true problems and challenges they have at their leadership team. And the other issue really is around how to get leaders to think about where they spend their time. So one of the things that I spend a lot of time on is this whole notion of shift. You've got to make a shift as you move up and advance in your leadership career. And where you spend your time, to your point of too many leaders are in the weeds, they're too involved in the day-to-day. They don't have the time to be strategic and to reflect and to develop. And I always talk, because I'm also an executive coach in our firm, and I talk very often with leaders and leadership teams about not only where they spend their time, but you know, developing yourself as a leader is no different than going to develop yourself in terms of your expertise in your profession, but also thinking of the analogy of going to the gym, right? If you want to develop, if you want to get strength, if you want to get in shape, you know, you've got to go to the gym on a regular basis.
Doesn't happen overnight either.
If you want to develop yourself as a leader, you got to do the same thing. Now, if you're not developing yourself, you don't have time for self-reflection, self-development, how are you going to develop your leadership muscles? What won't happen?
Yeah. And it's a very real challenge that I see in a lot of organizations is that, you know, you go into an organization, or you go into you found a company because you've got the passion for the product, the service, whatever it is that you're delivering.
Right.
And then you become, wow, suddenly I'm a leader and I don't have any of those skills, you know, necessary to lead people.
Yeah.
And that becomes, you know, a challenge where folks like yourself come in. And I think getting them to step out of that sort of day-to-day mindset of I'm comfortable in the weeds, and my organization needs you, because I think at the same time, if you give others the opportunity to solve the day-to-day problems, it helps them develop as managers and leaders in your organization and gives you the opportunity to look down the road. So, you know, it's a fascinating, it's sort of a twofer, right? If I step out, I give others a chance to grow and develop at the same time. So it's really fascinating that, you know, many leaders in perhaps the baby boom generation don't see it, because I think we tend to hold on. You know, we want to hold on and we want to be a part of it, and we're the only ones that can do it right. And this, you know, generational conflict, et cetera.
Right.
They don't have the same value systems. They don't have it. You know, it's okay.
Well, and the reality is now you've got the, you know, millennials now becoming leaders and executives and CEOs. It's no longer the older generations, to your earlier point. And, you know, they have a different mindset. And again, the employee population, it's not just about what does it mean to be a leader and where you spend your time and how effective you are and how your team is able to be effective in decision-making and dealing with conflict, but how are you inspiring, how are you motivating, how are you developing your people, how are you developing the next generation of leaders in your organization? And again, this whole notion of how do you align that with your business strategy? And that's one of the things that in 35 years I find fascinating, is that organizations of all sizes still struggle with what is my people strategy and how am I aligning that with my business strategy to really achieve the results strategically, but also day-to-day. And how do we have that conversation active? Because again, the markets and the conditions of the market, the conditions of your business are constantly changing. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole notion of having goals and objectives at the beginning of the year, and they're going to look the same exact thing at the end of the year, are no longer reality.
Right.
Because you've got to learn how to adapt and pivot and adjust very, very quickly.
Yeah. And it's fascinating also how many organizations will spend the time and the expense to develop those things, and then they reside on a shelf or in a file, or don't really live and breathe in the organization. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's, you know, part of what you're talking about of connecting strategy to execution and making sure that we are coming back to saying, hey, you know, where are we shooting for? Let's step back a little bit. Because I think a lot of companies and a lot of entrepreneurs, in my experience anyways, are constantly on the treadmill, right? You know, always worried about, well, when's the next customer coming? You know, when's the next opportunity? What's the revenue? What's the cash flow? And they sort of lose sight of the big picture. And I think often when companies step back and say, hey, this client is not a good fit for us, you know, we need to remove ourselves from that situation, they often have that aha moment of saying, well, you know, hey, we did survive. And you know what? That, you know, company was dragging us down, or that client was not a good fit for our company.
Right. Exactly. Know? And even when you think about entrepreneurial firms and organizations that are emerging growth or startups, you know, their biggest challenge, frankly, is not the ability to have a great product or great technology or great solution. It's how do I build the right team? How do I find the right team? How do I build that right organization so I can grow and sustain that growth? And that's going to be one of their biggest hurdles as they're growing their businesses that we're seeing in the marketplace.
So you work across industry, as you said, and you know, engagements and all type, and your entry point can be different in depending on where the particular need is, and you know, but there's a pain point somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And the point could be organizational. It could be, hey, our turnover is really high. We did an employee engagement survey, which is essentially a pulse of what's going on. How do people feel about working here, about their career, about leadership, about strategy, about their direction? Do we understand it? Do we connect our role to where the organization's going? They can say, you know, we're struggling at the leadership level. We have a lot of turnover. We're getting feedback. This either the CEO or this particular executive is a challenge to work for. So our entry point can be, could be a variety of things. It could be at the organizational level. It could be at the individual or the leadership team level.
All fascinating stuff. We'd love to, you know, perhaps bring on some of your clients and talk about some of the challenges and how you met them. A couple of case studies, you know, would be really interesting.
So. It's great. I mean, one last thing I would like to mention, I think one of the things that we're really seeing, probably the biggest trend we're seeing, we actually created a new program around this, is around agile leadership. Mm-hmm. So if you're familiar with agile software development, yep, which has been around for 20 plus years, it's really about how to have self-managed teams to be able to accelerate the development of software. So you'd be able to develop your next generation faster and more effectively, more efficiently. It's really now really across that line to really be about any business, any organization, where now organizations are trying to become more agile. And but no one said, what's the future of leadership? And what are the characteristics? What are the skills? What are the attributes of what leaders need to be able to be effective? And knowing that the pace of change is so intense, and organizations need to pivot faster than ever, so we actually developed a new leadership model, and therefore a leadership development program around creating agile leaders, and also assessing how agile a leader or a leadership team can be.
And that is individually based, or it can be
individual based or leadership team based. Okay. We're actually also doing organizationally as well.
Organizations. Wonderful. Yeah. So Chuck, tell our listeners how to get in touch with you and what's the best way to reach
you?
Sure.
So yeah, Chuck Moeller, believe it or not, my cell phone's public information at this point, 617-650-9700. My email address is chuck.moeller, M-O-L-L-O-R, at mcgpartners.com. And then you can also look us up on the website, mcgpartners.com.
Excellent. Our guest has been Chuck Moeller, CEO of MCG Partners. It's been a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you.
And
appreciate
we'll be
having me.
Right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.